Hi there, and welcome back to this tutorial series on 3D Builder. This is Alex Blondin from the 3D Print team at Microsoft. And in today's video, we're going to talk about basic object transform, options of the file mode, and more exciting, how can you can start printing 3D objects as cool as these. This is a lot to cover, so let's get started. I'm going to start with something simple and go to Basic Shape and select a cube. So the most important piece of 3D Builder is the toolbar. So you can just drag it around and just place it where you see fit. So I'm going to put it on the top right corner like this. The three most important options we're going to cover is move mode, rotation mode, and scale mode, which are the three on the top of the toolbar. So they work very similarly. If I want to move the object around, I just select the move mode, and I can drag the arrow around the object around and move my object in any dimension. If I want to be very precise about the direction of the movement, I can just press one of the arrow and select this unit and put the value I want, like for instance 50 millimeters on top of the printing bed. Rotation is almost the same. You have this arrow and you can drag it around to rotate the objects around the axis. Again, you can be very precise about what you do by inputting the angle you want. Scaling is slightly different. No matter each arrow you drag, it's going to scale it the same way and keep the aspect ratio. However, if you want to change the look of the object and stretch it, you can just press this link, and now I can stretch it in any dimension I want. Also, if I press the unit measure on the bottom, I can use percentage instead, which can be very practical. Now that we have made a few operations on the objects, I may want to be able to go back or redo certain action. To do so, I just press the arrows on the toolbar, and I can undo or redo. If I have a mouse and a keyboard, I can just hover on any button, and I'm going to have a tooltip that let me know what are the shortcuts. So in that case, I can just do Ctrl-Z or Ctrl-Y. It is as simple as that. If you want to save the object once you have done all these operations, just press this button to enter in the file mode. In the file mode, you can just save and print and do other stuff. So I'm going to save it, and here, I can choose in between two formats, STL or 3MF. We encourage you to use 3MF because it retains the color of the objects. And if you want to print something like this, it is very important to keep the colors. So I'm going to save it in 3MF. Yes. And there we go. The other options of the file mode are, for instance, New Scene. New Scene is just going to wipe every object on the scene and leave me with a blank one. I can then add objects, which works exactly like loading from the first video. I'm going to add an object from a file, and I have a scan of one of my colleagues, Seth. There we go. My scan is loaded. Now, if I want to print this object, I have two options. I can either buy it online, or I can print it at home. So let's start with the first option. I can press Buy Print. I have to agree that I'm going to share the object with Cubify. I have to wait a few minutes. Now my object is uploaded, and I can see that the price will vary depending on the materials and, of course, the size of the object. So to have a full color print of about this size, it will cost actually less than $20. Now, if I want to print this 3D object with a printer connected to my laptop, I can just go to the same file mode menu and press Print. Select my printer, and there I have a few options. I can choose the quality, which will define the thinness of the layer of the print and will tell you how precise the print's going to look like. I can choose the density, which will tell how much material is used for the hollow part of the object. I can add support, because depending on the angle of the object, it will need some support to sustain it. I can also add a raft, which is very useful because it will help with the sticking process of the object on the print bed. Print selection is only if you have several objects at once, and that's about it. I can get started and print my object. As you can see, whether you have a 3D printer at home or not, it is very easy to get started and print stuff with 3D Builder. If you want to learn more about advanced functionality of 3D Builder, just stick around and look at the other videos. As always, thank you for watching.